St. Francis de Sales, pray for us. Preach the word, insist when it's convenient and when it's not, says St. Paul today in the epistle. And our Lord ends the gospel by saying, he that shall do and shall teach shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you for coming today and for all of your hard work in order to make this beautiful feast day shine. He's our patron saint, is St. Francis de Sales. I mean, here in the city and archdiocese of Cincinnati, and we love him very much. Did you know that St. Francis de Sales, children, is the patron saint of deaf people, those who can't hear? I didn't know that until I came across that in my reading this morning. Well, that goes to show one of the benefits of reading the lives of the saints, and especially of keeping their feast days throughout the year. You can always learn something else. But it's not enough just to know or to learn. How important it is for us to do. That's how our Lord ends today's gospel. Not just to learn, not just to teach others, but to do. Saint Francis de Sales was named after the great Saint Francis of Assisi, whose statue is right here in the corner of the church, and then his statue and shrine is there. And just in case you miss Saint Francis de Sales, well, he's enshrined as well above the altar so everyone can see it. Saint Francis of Assisi would send out his brothers, they were called the lesser brothers, the friars minor, and he would tell them, there's a story anyway that he told them this, he said, go and preach all the time, exactly what St. Paul would say, use words if you need to. Well, how could you preach without using words? St. Francis de Sales did, in an extraordinary way. One time he came across a deaf man, and that deaf people can't hear. I don't know if they didn't have sign language back then, but he was determined he was going to teach the faith to this man who couldn't hear. You know what he did? He made up a deaf alphabet himself. Very simple and sort of rudimentary, we would say, just as St. Cyril and Methodius made up an alphabet for the Slavs, he made one for the deaf. And using that, those signs, sign language, he was able to teach him how to save his soul and get to heaven. He was a very great preacher. He preached all the time. Whenever he got a chance, he said his best sermons were to small groups rather than to great large congregations. And they were all the time people were trying to disturb him in his sermon. Sometimes they would send a note up into the pulpit with something shocking or something insulting. And he always managed to stay very calm because he was the calmest of saints, surely, was this great bishop and teacher of the church and missionary. He never let it bother him, and usually he was able to work it into his sermon either at the same time. He got his start as a priest by volunteering to be a missionary. There was a region where he lived near Switzerland that had been Protestant for about 50 years, and then the politics changed and it became Catholic, and the king wanted someone to go in and teach the people how to be Catholic again because it was now going to be part of the Catholic kingdom of Savoy. Well, our saint, a newly ordained priest, volunteered to go, but the local laws were still on the books. It was against the law to have a mass or even to go and hear a Catholic sermon. What was he going to do? He just did his best each day. He preached every way he possibly could. Sometimes he tried to give sermons in churches, but usually they wouldn't come. So he would talk to people in the street, and even if people came to knock on the door or caught him walking someplace and they would say rude or stupid or annoying questions, he'd take his time. He would explain things very gently to them. And then when he wasn't allowed to preach at all, he would write out at night just one little, sort of like a bulletin, not exactly like the bishop's corner of the bulletin, but it would be just a little sort of an inspiring thing or an answer to one catechism question from the bulletin. and he would either write out copies himself, or sometimes he was able to get them printed because he had printing presses back then. They'd just been invented. And then he would put them under the doors at night of people. And when people woke up in the morning, because it was there, they would read it. Those were some of the little things that he would do to teach the faith. But most of all, I think what he did was this. He did as well as he taught, which means he gave a great example, always gave a beautiful example. He taught about to the people about how important the Holy Mass was and how reverently he said the Mass and how sacrificed so the Mass could be offered up. You may have heard the story before in a sermon about how, because it was against the law to have Mass where he was preaching to the Protestants, he had to go into the Catholic area in order to say his Mass each day. But it was the winter and the bridges were frozen. And the only way he could get across the river, the border to the Catholic land, was to slide across a piece of wood, a tree trunk that had been thrown across the river. And that's what he did. He risked his life every day to be able to offer the Mass. And another time he and his cousin, who was a priest too, named Lewis of Sales, he and his cousin were trapped by wolves up in a tree trying to get back to the Catholic region at night so they could have Mass the next day. And the wolves treed them because they ended up in sort of a wolf area. So what he had to do was he took his belt and he tied himself to the tree with it so he wouldn't slip out if he fell asleep at night. And the peasants found him in the morning. He was half frozen to death. But those are the kind of sacrifices he made. God saw that, and the people saw that too, and that started to make a difference. Bit by bit, he didn't give up. It became very difficult. The Protestants tried to assassinate him more than once, and he lost his funding. No one would pay for his supplies anymore. And his cousin for a while did, but then he ran out of money too, so he said, it's hopeless, I'm going back home, you should give up too. Only he wouldn't give up. He just kept up doing whatever he could. He was pretty ingenious, and he prayed and he offered his daily Mass, and pretty soon he was able to start making converts. So that after 4 or 5 years, he had converted 72,000 Protestants back to the Catholic faith. We should never say, children, that we couldn't convert the Novus Ordo people or anybody else back to the faith. Not if we remember to preach all the time, as he did. Don't waste time, but preach all the time. Use words if you have to. That means a good example. He gave such a good example that even when nobody was watching him, he thought, he was still perfectly well behaved. That is to say, because he was such an unusual character, he was so holy, and he seemed to be so virtuous and patient, people couldn't believe it, so they would try him and spy on him. And one time, somebody drilled a hole in the wall between that man's room and the room of St. Francis de Sales to see what he would do when no one was around. And you know what he did when no one was around? Exactly what he was supposed to be doing at that time, and exactly the same as he would have done if his servants or other priests had been with them. And that made such an impression. Children, always just do what you're supposed to do. Don't forget, you have to know your faith and be able to preach it or defend it, but most of all, you have to put it into practice. That's how you can draw souls closer to our Lord. Back then, it was pretty fashionable, as it is today, to be very, very strict and to be very harsh and condemnatory and insulting about others. St. Francis de Sales would never be that way. They criticized him for it, but never mind. He always said, he said and he did, you get more flies with a tablespoon of honey than with a whole barrel of vinegar. That's how he caught the flies for Christ. He preached all the time. He said, but most of all, he did. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.